This program was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. This program is entitled Philippians. Your presenter is Professor Laurie Brink, OP. Professor Brink teaches biblical studies at Catholic Theological Union, where she investigates the ancient social, religious, and cultural world out of which early Christianity emerged. She and Marianne Race, CSJ, co-authored In This Place, Reflections on the Land of the Gospels for Liturgical Cycles. Along with Deborah Green, she edited the monograph Commemorating the Dead, Texts and Artifacts in Context. She also has published articles on the Apostle Paul. Professor Brink is a Dominican sister.
Topic 1. Introduction to the study of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Laurie, servant of Christ Jesus, and scholar of Scripture, to all the holy ones who are within earshot of this presentation, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Sounds a bit funny when I say it, but when Paul writes to the Philippians, he's beginning a letter of great affection. We hear in Philippians 1:8, "For God as my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus." While Paul offers words of encouragement and thanksgiving in most all of his genuine letters, he appears especially fond of the holy ones in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi. Only 4 chapters long, and yet we find in Philippians many favorite and oft-quoted verses. Here we find the urge to humility and the so-called hymn to Christ in Philippians chapter 2. Paul's straining forward for the prize of Christ in Philippians chapter 3. The admonition to rejoice always in Philippians 4:4. God is at work in you, he reminds the Philippians in chapter 2, verse 13. His joyous tone is remarkable when we consider the setting of the letter. Paul is writing from prison. He is an aging apostle writing back to a beloved community, thanking them for their financial and personal support, and hoping to visit them soon. A brief biography of Paul might help us have a better idea of whom the apostle to the Gentiles actually was. We have a few sources of information from which to build our bio. We can use his genuine letters, those letters that are undisputed by scholars as having been written by Paul himself. These include 1 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Romans, Philippians, and Philemon. Then there are those letters that scholars debate. We call them the disputed letters, or pseudepigrapha, false writings attributed to Paul. These are written in Pauline form and language, but address the concerns of a later church. They are Ephesians, Colossians, and 2 Thessalonians. Finally, we have Acts of the Apostles, written by the author of the Gospel of Luke, some 20 or 30 years after Paul. Taken together, the genuine letters of Paul, those allegedly written by a second generation of a Pauline community, and Acts of the Apostles provide a surprisingly full picture. Marion Swords, in his book, The Apostle Paul, paints the following portrait. The apostle to the Gentiles, first, had two names. Paul, a Greek name, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?